Hey friend, today we are going to be going through and actually for we're going to go through several different categories and spaces of things and how to declutter and organize them. All right, today we are going to be talking about coffee and tea and how to store and organize those things. And I'm going to give you several options. It just depends on the space you have, the amount that you have in your home. Some houses have just a few, other houses have drawers and cabinets full of coffees and teas. And many times I've gone to people's houses and they've gotten rid of an entire paper grocery sack of tea that they don't even like the flavors and they don't know why they have them. Unopened, decades old sometimes. Okay, why are we keeping stuff that we don't like and we don't use that long? Two moves later, you still have the same stuff, right? This happens all the time, even in my own home. But in my own home, my children do like teas that I don't like. I pretty consistently like plain teas. For the most part, I like green tea is my favorite. And then I use black tea. And I also am loving some dandelion tea. But the way that I like to organize it is going to depend on how you use it. So currently in my home, what I have is by our coffee station, we have this tiny little cabinet. It's like a two-door cabinet space tucked in the corner of the kitchen beside the refrigerator. And I don't enjoy using that space for prep work or anything, so it makes the perfect place for coffee and tea. So we have our hot water dispenser thing, and we have, which is the Keurig, that's what I'm talking about. So we have the Keurig and then we have the coffee brewer, and the coffee grinder. So we have one drawer for coffees and parts, K-cups, all go in that one drawer. The coffee filters go in there and the bags of coffee will also be in that one drawer. And then beside that drawer, we have all of our tea bags. Now we have a ton of teas. My kids drink teas by themselves. They make tea for themselves. And we do this. We don't buy juices and things. We have teas. So my children have a drawer full of all the different flavors. We love the sleepy time teas, the peppermint teas. Those are my children's favorites. My daughter loves the fruity ones that turn purple or pink when you drink them or heat them up in the water. So we have a drawer full of all of those blueberry teas, pomegranate, like raspberry teas, and all of those are all in the drawer. And I have these bamboo drawer dividers that I use to help them to stay upright. So I have two of those in that drawer so that it makes a cute little row. But and the other thing that I do is I ask frequently, what teas do we not like? Okay, so in my own home, this is what I do with my children. Okay, we have all of these teas. Which ones do you guys not like? And if everybody doesn't like the same one, obviously we don't need to keep it. It can be sent to my sister, or I will, if I have several items, I will put together a bag and offer it up for free on a local community page. So that works really well, especially when we have food that's close to expiring or stuff that's been around for a while and we just don't like it, don't use it. And I just kind of list a couple of things or take a picture of what's in the bag kind of and set it out on the porch and just post it. And I will give one person the address when they are telling me that they're on their way. So I just kind of keep it really simple, but organizing it in categories of what it is, if it's caffeinated or not, for teas, same for coffee. I like to organize the K-cups out of the boxes because the boxes seem to take up a lot of space. And I also don't really care for the drawers and things that the K-cups come in. I've used them before, but it really depends on the space. If you truly do not have anywhere to store the Keurig pods, the flat drawers that have multiple rows, that would be what I would get, that the K-cup, you know, the Keurig would sit on top of, or your Nespresso machine or whatever else. If it can sit on top of the pods, that would be great. So it just slides out like a drawer underneath it. If you're working with a small space, that's a great way to organize it. I have also set up a little clear, like acrylic basket or just a small basket with the tea bags. If we didn't have a drawer for the teas to go in. I also keep the sweeteners and things that we use to go with these items in the same area. I don't want you to have to turn around and go across the kitchen to get to what you want to go with it. So in this same cabinet above where we have the drawers and the coffee machines and the Keurig and the teas, I have the honey, the stevia, the sugar, the, you know, whatever it is that we're going to be putting in there is all right there in that same cabinet. Now, we don't use a lot of sugar in my household, and we don't use the syrups or the creamers. My husband and my daughter both are happy to drink their coffee black or occasionally put almond milk, or my husband uses regular milk in his. But I want it to be so simple, and I don't want you to have to walk around the kitchen to get to it. I've seen houses where they have all of the mugs, like literally in my kitchen, the mugs are to the right behind of where the coffee machine is. So it is a little bit of an adjustment, but we have the other cabinet as the baking cabinet. And so it really isn't a big deal for my kids to grab a mug to fix their coffee. My husband rarely drinks coffee at the house. He usually gets it at work or out. But I want it to be so simple. I don't want you to have to take multiple steps around the kitchen to complete a task. I want it to be within two steps of where you're going. So the coffee machine is within two steps of where the mugs are stored. The milk and creamer are within two steps of where the coffee is made. I don't want you to have to walk in a circle all the way around your kitchen to complete the task. It needs to be so simple that you don't have to think through the process, okay? So if you have to think, oh my goodness, where are the mugs again? Or your guests have to ask three times, I forgot which cabinet the mugs are in, or whatever. I want everyone to be able to see and know how easy it is to fix their beverages and to get your coffee or your tea ready. So I want it really simple. So it depends on where your space is, like I said, and I've used this, like we've done this in multiple houses. I've lived in three houses in the last couple of years where we've done the coffee and tea station, using it for children, for my own family. Three houses I've organized in this way. So in some houses, I had a basket in the pantry. Just a basket with all the boxes of tea bags dumped in there. It worked for my kids. I hated it. It did not work for me. I've done it that way. It just was not sustainable. It usually looked like a mess. You usually had to dig to find what you wanted. I did not love that. I have put them in a jar, like a big glass contain, like a canister, and had them all organized that way. Didn't love it that way, because sometimes the one that you wanted was at the very bottom, and so you had to dig your arm in there. It just wasn't ideal. So the favorite way for me right now, in the way that I've organized it for my own family's personal use, is to have it set up in the drawers. I absolutely love them in the drawers. Now, these are two small drawers. They're not very deep. And they're not very wide. They're not. In fact, I could barely fit my silverware tray in there, and I could not fit my other silverware tray in there. I had two of them because I had the silverware tray for the kids drawer, and I had one for the adult drawer. So it fit for the kids one, but not for the adult one. That's how narrow the drawers are. But I want you to really think through how your family uses the space. Is it going to be best to be able to see them? I have organized in houses where they have a beautiful wooden tea box, where they have a box with all of the different tea bags in it that they use, and a variety, so you can bring it out for guests. That's lovely when you're hosting. And my kids just slam the lid on the box over and over again, and I can't handle that noise. It sounds like they just open it and then they drop it closed, and I cannot with that with kids. And it just was more work than it was worth for my family. So that was a no. the other way that I've done it is I have set it up in these adorable acrylic containers in a cabinet, or it could be set out on the shelf. or a basket. The ones that I really like for the tea bags or the K-cups are long and narrow. So I've done those in many different styles, and they work beautifully because things don't fall over. They're not getting lost. You do have to be careful if you're using a wire that it doesn't, that the tea bag corners don't tilt too much and stick out the side, or the smaller ones, the smaller paper wrapped ones or whatever would slide out, because that has happened before when the basket just wasn't the proper design for storage for these. But organizing it so you can tell what it is, you can organize it by the alphabetically. You can organize it by color. You can organize it by type of tea and the letter. So black teas would be at the front for the bees. The green teas would be obviously after that. The pomegranate tea obviously would be at the back. The peppermint tea would be before the pomegranate tea. You know, you're just going to do it kind of alphabetically like that. Or you can organize it by how frequently it's used. So the ones we use the most often obviously should be the easiest to get to. So the ones that my children use on a regular basis, the peppermint tea, the sleepy time teas, those need to be front and center. Like, that is what they need to be able to reach. So in the drawer we have now, they're kind of in the middle, like about 2 inches back from the drawer handle. So the ones that I want them to use are like, use those up. They're at the very front, and then they reach behind those to get to the peppermint or the sleepy time teas. And they are in different rows in the drawer. So I have in our drawer that we have organized the tea, I have it set up so that it has the boxed ones that are not wrapped individually. They are still in the box with the label. And then the ones that are individually wrapped are in the other aisle. So they have their own row that keeps them contained and organized so that you can still see what it is. You can tell what kind it is. And when you are using a box to organize in a drawer, please make sure that you cut your box down if you need to, if it keeps getting stuck in the drawer. So far, it has not been an issue at our house. We have not had to cut the box down to contain it. But if that is an issue, you can do that. You can even make with little index cards and cut them yourself, and make little dividers if you wanted to really beautifully organize your teas. You could just take some index cards and cut them to size, the same size as a tea bag. You can get, if you want to, you could get 3 per index card, and they're like, what, 75 cents a pack of index cards for a couple hundred? I don't know how many comes in a pack. It's been a long time since I've looked at that, but the size of those would be really good. And I have thought about using those, but as myself, my kids aren't going to keep up with that. They are not going to maintain that kind of organization. So it's wasteful of my time and energy for my personal family. And none of my clients has really wanted to do that in their drawers or in their spaces either. Most of them had their tea bags that were already labeled, was the majority of what they had. And then they had their box of teas up in the cabinet above so that it was easy to still get to what you needed without it being in the way. So that is kind of the rough draft of how I organized our teas and coffees. The same with the coffees. When we have tons of bags of coffee, they're going to be in a basket or contained in some kind of way if they don't fit in the drawer. I love to be able to fit them in the drawer, if not in a basket that I can pull out like a drawer and set on the counter to sort through and decide what we wanted to use. I love it that way. It really is. And then they can tuck in the cabinet or in the pantry. Actually, I've done an entire pantry door. So the door had the over the door little things. And my favorite one, the one that I feel like is the best and most durable, is from the Container Store. It just attaches to the door really nicely and secure, and the baskets don't seem to come loose or come off, or when they get bumped, they don't fall out of the hooks. I've had some that have just been awful to work with, but the Container Store ones, if you are purchasing an over the door, shelving unit that would attach and have the multiple different I also love that they have different depths and different lengths that you can choose for your door baskets. But I have organized those with the teas and coffees as well. I also love doing those for snack bars, little granola bars and kid snacks. I love doing those on the door pockets or in a drawer as well. So just a little fun extra option for you, depending on what space you're working with, what size space you're working with, just trying to find the containers and a way to store items so that they really are visible. Nothing's getting lost. And remembering to go through them on a regular basis. So as for my family, we typically go through the teas because I am making sure I have everything that I need. The teas, the coffees, that sort of thing is going to be sorted through just before I have people over. So at a minimum of twice a year before birthday season, because most of my family has the birthday in the same month. And then the other time of year that I have a lot of people over at my house is around the holidays, November, December. Those times of year, we typically will have a lot more people in the home. And then again, I try and do that again right before the children get out of school for the summer. And then again, right after they go back to school or right before they go back to school, so that I do a quick inventory of what we have, what we need, what we are no longer using. And those are the times of year that it just works well for my schedule as a mom and for my household, because the way we use things change in each of those seasons. So when I'm hosting and I'm planning on having a lot of people over and many of them are coffee drinkers, I want to make sure that I have some mugs handy for them. So I have a little a little stand of coffee mugs that I can set out. Sometimes I will move it across the kitchen to closer to the table and the other area over there, and be able to set it up so that they don't have to come through the kitchen and stand in the way. That was how I did it in our last house. I would put it over by the table, completely out of the way of the kitchen, and I would have a tray with mugs and whatever else they needed so that they weren't having to cut through the kitchen during prep time and meal time and cleanup time, that they could still go and get their coffee or their drinks or whatever they wanted, hot chocolate, tea, and have it all set up so that it was really easy for them. And same in the summer. When my kiddos are coming home for the summer, I want to make sure I have the lemon mint teas and the fun summertime ones, and make sure that they can have access to those easily when they have a lot of friends coming over, or when I know we're going to have a house that just rotating children. So making sure that it is adjusted for each of these seasons of my life makes it so that I am not letting stuff sit in the cabinet for years on end without being used. If things are not being used and I had it, the same stuff out last time they came and nobody used it, then, I mean, this rarely happens with coffee. Coffee always just disappears. But the teas, sometimes there's teas that are just not delicious. The ones that have that floral taste to them, nobody ever seems to drink those at my house. So in the, you know, sometimes I get those from, friends or whatever that will give us stuff, or I try a different kind and I didn't realize it was going to have a floral taste. I do not love jasmine in my tea. So if I get a green tea that has jasmine in it, or somebody else picks up a green tea for me and it's a jasmine green tea, it has a floral taste and it tastes like perfume to me. So I can't drink it, and my kids don't love it either. So those just get donated. I try and put them out when I have guests. Hopefully somebody will enjoy it, and then I can be like, oh great, take it home, because it's not our favorite. You know, but if not, I try and make a sample bag of stuff and I set it out on the porch, or I go and drop it off with a family who has asked for groceries. So these are things that I do to regularly get through and declutter these spaces and really make sure that we have everything that we need and that we are not keeping stuff, or there's not a spill in the drawer that got ignored and now it's ruining the drawer, or it's molding in there and becoming toxic for the rest of the house. So how do we get through these things? We go through them multiple times a year. I told you the times of year that we do it. Summer, Christmas, back to school, those are the times. Like, obviously, right after the holidays, I always go through my house because everything has to be reset after the holidays. In every home, I feel like it just, there's so much resetting to do in every room once we get through the holiday season, just because of travel or visitors or decor, or baking and cooking differently. The house just needs to be completely reset after the holiday season. So that is definitely a time of year that I go through and just check each of these categories and make sure that I have what I need and I don't have stuff that I'm not using. So as you're getting through your space, make sure you're checking these things. Check for expiration dates. There are expiration dates on coffees and things. They will start to lose their flavor. Teas will start to not even smell. And they will have, you know, coffee's the same. Like, it doesn't have as much potency after its expiration, but it doesn't typically go bad. It's as long as it stays dry. So keeping that in mind and making sure that we are not holding on to things, hoping that someday somebody will use it at your house. And you've had it for a long season, like a long time, a couple of seasons, and no one still has used it, it's time to let it go. Go ahead and put that in a bag and get it ready for a donation, okay? I hope that this has helped you get some ideas for how to organize your coffees and teas and how to go through and declutter and purge, and even how to set it up in your kitchen so that it makes sense for how you use it. I don't want you to have to walk around the kitchen. It needs to be a functional, seamless flow for how you are preparing your one thing. The things that you're using need to be within 2 steps of where you use them. Keep that in mind, okay? 2 steps of where you use them. If you are going to use milk and creamer in your coffee, consider, and you use your coffee on the other side of the kitchen, like, do you really have to go all the way around your kitchen to make a cup of coffee? How many times a day are you doing that? Is it really the best location then, so that it looks cute over there across the kitchen as your little coffee bar? Or would it make more sense to set up a tiny coffee pitcher, you know, coffee pot, and set it up just right there on the counter under the cups if you're doing that multiple times a day, or right by the refrigerator or the sink or whatever you're using, so that it makes sense for how you and your family and your household use the space? Because if you're making coffee multiple times a day and you literally have to make a lap around the kitchen and you've got a big old island in the middle and you're making laps every time you make something, you're wasting so many minutes of your day doing that. Let's make it simple, make it make sense, and make it so that you can easily get through the process of doing that one task without having to move to another task or another part of the house and get distracted and then forget that you were making coffee or forget that you put it somewhere and now you're looking around the kitchen, where's my cup? I don't know where I put my coffee cup. And you literally just made it. So help yourself out and think through the process. And if you are stuck figuring out how to set up the flow for your kitchen, or you've tried and it still doesn't feel functional, set up an SOS call and let's fix that together. Send a picture in an email and share your frustrations with it, or the way it's not working, whatever it is. And let's work through a solution for that. I'm here for you. You can book the SOS call at thesosmom.com. I am so here for that. I would love to help you find a solution to that space and make it more functional. All right. You have an awesome day. God bless you. I will be back real soon with more. Hey friend, thanks for listening to this episode of the SOS Mom Show. I hope that you have been inspired and feel less overwhelmed and able to take on your projects at home after listening to this show. If you want more of the behind the scenes and to connect with me, you can find me in the Facebook group at the SOS Mom Show. That's in Facebook groups, or email me at hello@thesosmom.com. I will be there waiting to answer your questions and to help you simplify, organize, and style your home and your life. I am praying for you. I hope you have a blessed day. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Did I say it right?